Yeah.
But the answer is no. Dad said he doesn't want him.
He doesn't want him?
Nope.
All right.
All right. But thank you for the offer. That was very sweet.
Is it because he's tied up or is it going on?
I think he just doesn't feel like going.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he so upset about everything or?
Yeah, he's not having the best day.
Did something else happen?
No. No. So, you know, just understand and maybe another time. It's just not right now.
All right. No, it's all.
Okay. Thank you, sweetheart.
By the way, everything else is being taken care of.
Great.
Just so you know, they actually called the person. And
thank goodness.
Nobody picked up.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they would
have these throwaway phones, maybe. Who knows?
Well, that doesn't matter. I mean, it's throwaway nothing, so it's voicemail. But no one picked up. They tried a couple times. I wouldn't worry at... Let me tell you something. I would not worry at all. I'd worry about other things.
Okay.
That's you got to find something new to worry about.
No, I don't want to believe me. I don't want to worry about anything.
No.
I do not have to worry. Don't even say that to me.
You have to find something new to worry about.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know what you can do with your free time.
Yeah.
But,
all my free time.
Let me just tell you something. You never let yourself have free time.
That's true.
Be like, oh, I got to do this. Oh, and then I got to do that. Yeah, and then I'm behind on this. And I got laundry to do, and then I got to go to Publix.
I had to run this morning because it's Administrative Professionals Day, which I didn't realize until the last minute. I had to go run out and buy a cake for Erica. So.
But listen, it's...
And then I got a big Shalazian on my eye last night, and so I had to run to CVS this morning and go get drops and eye medication and stuff.
I mean, you are always. I mean, I'm telling you.
I'm trying. I'm really trying not to, Charlie. Just so you know. I'm really trying not to.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, I mean, it's you're like, oh, ask me how many times we went down to the hot tub since we moved in here. Like, that's your fault. No one else
is. I'm not. I know. You know that.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, you know what, you gotta find something else to
to enjoy every day.
Trust me when I tell you, Mom, it is, you've done nothing wrong.
I know.
And it's because of that you have nothing. Literally nothing to worry about. Someone's fishing and someone wants to try to make some money because they're struggling. But that will never amount to anything. So someone's just trying to throw something, you know, throw a fishing line out there and see, how you doing? Throw a fishing line out there and see if they can catch something. And I understand why they're doing it, and I understand what they're trying to do. But that doesn't make it right. But the funny thing is, they really don't make it right. They're just fishing. It's all that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't worry about it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I've told you that many times. I'm sure you.
Yeah, I got you, Charlie.
It's not going to change the fact. Hey, how are you? Good. Can you go through and run this through and then hand it back to me? I need to make sure I get this back though. I don't want to mix it. But yeah, I would not. I mean, I know it's easier for me to say than for you to do it. But I would not sit around and, like, you know, drive yourself to the point where you get sick because of that. I mean, it's.
I know, sweetheart. I do.
I mean, it just, you know what I mean? Like, you say, you know.
I do.
Listen, the person I came to was just relaying a message. And then some dumb idiot wants to go ahead and they want to follow it up with a letter. Like, and the truth is that the number was called, they didn't even pick up. And then she tried calling at 786, thinking maybe they moved it one down wrong. It was 786, not 305, and that one went and she left a voicemail. But the other one, no.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not even, you know, so it's absolutely pointless. And trust me when I tell you, it's not, you know, you happen to live in a very, you know, not only in a very safe building, but it's a very safe area. I mean, it's not the area you want to ever do anything. I'm telling you right now. You there?
Yeah, I'm listening now.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, it's if you do anything in that area, it's a very, 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 very high-risk area to do anything. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you fine.
You know, and you're not that important. I mean, I hate to break the news to you.
Well, that would be great. I'd like to not be important.
Well, I mean, you're just you're crazy. Yeah, both of you are. But I'm just saying, like, that important? No. Like, it's, what you don't realize is that the amount of undercover police south of Fifth, there's undercover police south of Fifth. There's people on, there's security guys on bikes that have radios that drive all over the place, and they just pop up around corners because there's lots of corners everywhere. You know what I mean? Like, there's one second they're there, and the next second they're not. Then they're there, then they're not. And then you have everyone on the planet has a cell phone. And then outside of every single building, there's a security camera. And then there's undercover cops. So you don't know if the homeless guy sitting talking to himself has a radio in his ear, and he's a police officer. And that's actually what they do with a lot of undercover cops, is they just sit them on the corner, and they dress them up like a bum, and you can't tell the difference. Yeah?
I know.
And then the person sits there with a radio in their ear, and they talk to the other officers all day, and you think they're just sitting there listening to their music, and they're home, and they look like a homeless guy. And that's what you have all over the place. So that area, and then you have cops just sitting there walking around. I mean, that area south of Fifth, nothing ever happens there. Do you ever notice, like, you never hear of anything, you never see of anything? You know? And the only way to get off of there is to go over a bridge.
Nice.
It's not, you know, it's not an area that you want to, put it this way, it's not an area you're going to get away from. It's a very, very, very difficult area to do something for that reason. I mean, people, you know, they keep undercover cops all over the place for a reason. You know why? There's certain areas that there's a ton of billionaires and rich people and famous people. They don't want anything happening down there. Now, other areas of Miami, they don't have that kind of police presence, but that's, you go to Overtown, they don't have that. But in that area, I mean, you know, I mean, it's a very, very difficult area to do. If you wanted to do something, it's a very difficult area. And you're not that important. And it's not like you're going to, you know, it's not like someone's going to come after you there. And then if you think, like, the stupidity of thinking, oh, well, they'll hurt one and then the other one will pay, like, it doesn't work like that. I mean, that's like, I mean, it's just, I've just had enough of everything. I mean, I feel bad that you want to worry yourself to the point you get sick, but that's what you guys want to choose to do. But I'm telling you that, like, I would be more upset about, I think there's a higher likelihood that Lincoln loses his eyeball because his brother's cool from pencil stump. No, I'm just saying, like, reality
check. I don't worry because out of the blue I just got you. I think I'll really have to, I'd like to worry today. I've had some issues that are concerning.
I know,
and
I understand
that.
But they've been addressed.
Right.
Things that aren't addressed is the fact that Ben doesn't listen to anybody because you don't want to tell, nobody wants to lay the law down with him.
Okay.
Like, no, I mean, I'm just telling you.
That's being worked on.
I'm just telling you, out of, like, you know, it's like, you got to have better things. You just realize that the likelihood is so small, you have a better likelihood of aggravating yourself and getting a heart attack. I'm just telling you, and hear me out, you have
I'm
better
glad,
chance.
I hope
well,
you're right.
I'm not glad you're going to give yourself a heart attack. But
no, I hope.
But right. I'm just telling you, is you have a better chance of upsetting yourself and giving yourself a heart attack. Hopefully. Patient's here? What's that? Not yet. She's here? She's okay. Perfect. They have the motor set up and everything there. Motor set up here. Why did they set it up there? No. Yeah, they should do it with the thermal extraction handpiece. I just walked in because she was over there. Maybe they'll bring the motor over. Or maybe they'll bring the patient over.
Where are you working from?
Port St. Lucie.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, Mom, you have a...
Okay, I understand what you're
saying. And realize that you have a better chance of giving yourself a heart attack from aggravating yourself, okay? Let me get to work, okay? Go.
I love you, Charlie.